Now, in other even scarier news, is in Brazil, whereby bank robbers actually hijacked and robbed a bank that was using its web site in order to provide users with transactions and support for online banking. Unfortunately, they were not particularly secure, and these bank robbers were able to digitally take over their entire network. For more on this particular attack, let's turn to CS50's own resident security expert and only Jeopardy champion, CS50's own Doug Lloyd.
Thanks, David. As you point out, this is in fact a modern form of bank robbery. What happened in this case is that customers went to visit their bank website, or what they thought was their bank website, but actually were visiting perfectly duplicated clones created by hackers. And what these hackers were able to do was to hack into the domain name system to change where the customers thought they were going. In fact, this attack was even so secure that the hackers were able to secure SSL certificates, which create those green locks that we see in our URL bars in our browsers to indicate that a site is secure, so that customers who were visiting this bank website thought that they were accessing something secure, and they would type in their banking credentials and complete the hacker's attack. Now, to date, the bank in question has still not even been identified because those hackers were able to change the domain name system records, and the bank couldn't then even email their customers as a result.
Now, Doug, you keep mentioning domain name system records. What are these exactly?
So, David, recall that the domain name system maps commonly used URLs or that we would type into our browser bar to IP addresses. And what the hackers were able to do here was to convince the registrar of domain names in Brazil to map the bank's legitimate domain names to the hackers' IP addresses.
Now, this all, Doug, sounds very sophisticated. What can little customers like me do to protect our hard-earned money in banks like this?
That's a great question, and I would recommend that everybody do what I do, which is to put all of my money under my mattress.
Thanks, Doug.